Hello.
I put candy in my mouth.
I'm sorry. I guess I could have warned you we were starting. Oh, well.
Hello.
Of course you want to get up right now.
Just move on.
Yeah. So this is Figuring It Out with Ashley and Archie. And I am Archie and...
I'm Ashley.
Sorry, it's a little late. We're recording a little late, and I'm a little not really feeling the best. But
it's 2022.
It's 2022. It's the new year, and
we got to get it together.
We got to get it together. Yeah. figured we'd finally get an episode out after Ashley's been yelling at me for like 3 weeks now.
So if you listen to our last episode, Archie was like, we are gonna do an episode like every other week, and it's been a month and a half.
Did I not say anything about me having to work a lot in December?
I don't know, but
I don't remember, but I've been working 6 days a week all through December, well, for the most part. So I wasn't really up to doing much, honestly. So
just gonna start doing podcast episodes without you.
Get some guests. I mean, you can do some friends on here and whatnot. No. Our dog decides she wants to get up all of a sudden once we start recording.
Every time.
Every single time.
Anyways,
Happy New Year. We literally just started recording, so it's the second. It's like 12:07 right now, and
I can finally do laundry.
You can finally do laundry. That's one thing I was going to talk about when we get into it. Right now, if you are tuning in, thank you for listening. We're going to have a couple drinks or sample these drinks.
I got a little like wine mini advent calendar thing for Christmas. It has 5 wines in it.
Yeah, so we're going to try these out while we record. Which one did you get?
You had me at Rosé.
I will try. I like this little one with the deer on it. So today, let's Rosé. See if I can get this open. My hand's a little dry.
Drinks whole bottle.
No, I gotta save some for you. Thank you. Right. Cheers. It's a little dry.
Oh, that's terrible. Ew.
No, don't like that one.
Hard girl, will you sit down?
Our dog and her ferocious tail.
Sit.
Come on, sit down.
Sit down with us. Come on, get up here. Sit down. Up.
You do this every time. Yes, she likes. I don't know. She wants to be a part of this recording, I guess. Because she's just getting all up in our business.
Anyways, moving on.
Anyway, so yeah, Happy New Year. I just tried the rosé.
You have the
today. Let's rosé. So I don't know. It's okay to me. Do you want to try it in your own glass? Are you gonna finish that?
No, I'm not gonna finish that.
Is it that bad?
It's awful.
I told you you wouldn't like rosé, though. I didn't think you really would.
Well,
it's not like sweet or anything.
Whatever. Anyways.
If you're listening, you should, it's an appropriate time, have a drink with us. You gonna open up another one? Here, I'll finish this one off for you. Oh, okay. So, you, of course, started your new year in your type of fashion. We literally just finished watching the last episode of The Office. And the first thing you say is...
I need to start it over. Yeah, I rewatch the same TV series over and over again. I don't like finding new shows. Because, like, I like to just be able to turn things on. I don't like something that I actually have to watch. Like, I want to watch new shows, but, like, I just don't have the time.
Yeah, we still have, like, one or two episodes left of Squid Game. He's just drinking them out the bottle.
Yeah, like, Squid Game, Supernatural, and Designated Survivor, we all need to finish.
Yeah. I've been trying to finish Supernatural. Then, yeah, Designated Survivor. Oh, I kind of forgot all about
terrible.
That.
Terrible. Sorry.
I think they all smell the same, to be honest.
No. These are awful.
I didn't think you would like them. I know you too well. I knew you wouldn't really like them.
Whatever.
So
yes, that's how I started. And I made my Target trip.
Yeah, you went to Target today.
I really didn't spend money, though, so it's fine.
Yeah, we're supposed to be on a no-spend January.
I got iced coffee so that I don't go to Starbucks. So I felt like that was a compromise.
Yeah. You gotta have your coffee. I don't know. It'll be an interesting month. But yeah, since I don't remember the last time we actually posted an episode, like you said, it could have been last. Did we do? I don't think we did November.
I don't think so either. So, I think it was early November.
Early November. Well, we did like consistently for like two episodes, like the 25th.
Hold on.
Just so we can let you know what we catching up on.
That was literally right there. That's September. Hold on.
I know.
Wait a minute. October 25th, 2021.
Oh, well, yeah, we did
it
our anniversary.
January 2nd.
October, November. I mean, we 2 months behind. We'll just say that. I'm not making any promises about when we'll put out another episode, but hopefully, you know.
If RG doesn't get it together, I'll do one without him. I know you just all want to hear me talk anyway.
Work is slowing down, finally, so I can hopefully, you know, we should be good. We should be good to at least, you know, try to get another episode. We will try for, you know, the people that actually do listen to us.
I'm going to start a YouTube channel.
Ashley's going to start a YouTube channel. You should follow her TikTok page and she got a new website going. Mm-hmm. So follow her TikTok page so you can see all her TikToks about her business. And then you had a viral TikTok. Yeah.
Let's see what it's
called. They got you a decent amount of followers so you can do lives and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, I'm on the wrong TikTok. I have where's it at?
Did you
116,000
views. She getting famous out here. But yeah, no, you should follow her TikTok. It's the same as her business on Instagram and Facebook. If you guys already follow that, Creations. But other than that, you went a little viral, and then we haven't really done much from there. We had Christmas and Thanksgiving. I got, what did we do for Thanksgiving?
Went to my parents' house.
Went to your parents' house for Thanksgiving. We just been, I don't know, I've been working. We haven't done much. We've been literally just going to her parents' house. Even like the past couple days, we've just been going to your parents' house.
We've been like living at my parents' house.
Literally.
Which is kind of funny, but you know.
Yeah. But.
Well, I guess. I mean, okay. We're supposed to be transparent out here. We're trying to live with my parents to save money after our lease is up. So it's just ironic that we've literally been at their house like at least 12 plus hours out of a day for the last like month.
Yeah.
Like every day we're just over there all the time.
Yeah.
Like we live there basically.
Yeah, we're Trying to build a house. Hopefully that'll be the thing we get into.
2023.
So you guys say just
stay tuned.
Send some positive vibes and thoughts our way.
We'll have an office. We could shut the dog out.
Yeah, we can shut the dog out unless we hear a barking in the background. That'll be fun. So Thanksgiving. Hope everybody had good holidays. I know if you want to revisit our sad episode, I think that was our first episode we ever did.
No, it was like the second or third.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. We kind of talked about seasonal affective disorder and how everybody, you know, a lot of times people are down during the holiday season because you are not getting that vitamin D. So make sure you guys are keeping up on your vitamin D. I learned that. So yeah.
So Archie, yes. How is your sad doing this year?
I haven't had time. Like, I've just been working so much. I haven't been able to
be sad.
It's just been work, 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 and then holidays. So buying you guys gifts and getting this little nugget head some gifts and eating. Well, I did start going to the gym. I've not been in about 2 weeks though. So I decided to give myself a little break just because I felt like my headspace wasn't there to be in the gym for like the past 2 weeks. So starting this Monday, hopefully I'll get back into the groove of things.
I'm gonna start working out on Monday too.
And then you can start. I thought you were gonna do.
I planned my workouts on days that it's gonna be 4 days a week, and it's okay. Either days that I'm off work early, or I go into work late. So I have 3 out of 4 weeks scheduled because I have 3 out of 4 weeks of work hours. I'm just waiting on that last week.
Okay.
Because I'm doing like a 4 week challenge.
Yeah, my brother, I've been going to the gym with my brother, and he said he's on like a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday kind of thing, or Friday, Saturday kind of thing, something like that. So I don't know. I think I'm going to stick to maybe do like 3 days a week. And if I go any extra days, I might just try to go just to run a mile or something like that, just try to run. I gotta get strict about it because, like, I was doing good at going to the gym, and then I just wasn't eating right. So that's kind of where I want to get my head spaces to be able to focus on actually eating and meal prepping, and hopefully that'll, you know, show a little bit more success.
You know, I just want to say this is the most sporadic episode.
It is.
We're just kind of like all over the place.
I know. Well, I'm trying to go through like what's been going on over the holidays. But yeah, Thanksgiving, we didn't really, like, you just eat.
The holidays were holidays. Like, I feel like it's, yeah, you open presents, eat food, you move on. Like,
2021 was like, did it feel like holidays to you?
No.
Yeah, it didn't really feel like holidays to me. So hopefully you guys out there at least got some. We had enjoyment, like, you know, watching Tatum open some gifts, but I don't know. Yeah, it didn't really seem super holiday, and I don't know if it had something to do with like the snow, like just no snow. It was warm. I was seeing some people say it was weird that Christmas and stuff was on like Saturday.
I don't see where the day of the week makes a difference.
I don't know. I guess because you expect to like have like a long weekend off work.
Yeah, I get that.
So I guess I get it. But
I don't know. I feel like all of 2021 was just kind of eh.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't the best year.
I mean, of course, there's certain parts of the year that were, you know, there's good. There's always
things
to be thankful for. Yeah. But it just, I don't know. I feel like the world's in kind of like a weird place.
Yeah, the Omarion variant's out. Apparently it's a new joint variant.
Another one?
Yeah, I don't know what it was called. I was seeing it. don't know. This is like in another country.
Taking over the world.
Yeah, taking it over again. Going for, you know, the third year, I guess.
2020. So 2021, 2020. 2021, yeah, so then May of 2022 will be 3 years.
So yeah, it's working on this three-peat, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know, I'm excited for 2022.
Are you? What are you looking forward to?
Well, I have a lot of plans in my head, theoretically. Okay. You know, I like to plan stuff.
Yes.
So like, financially, like I want to get us in like a good position, like ideally, like I said, like, move somewhere cheaper, do something different, so that we can save money and build a house in 2023. Like, I want to get us in a spot that that's possible. And then I want to start working out and drinking water. And then I want to, you know, do things with my business and start a YouTube channel. So
YouTube is for your business?
No.
What's the YouTube channel for?
Just in general.
Oh, you just want to have a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's going to be like a whole bunch of random shit.
Okay.
Gotcha. So like, I like watching cleaning videos on YouTube, so I'll probably do like some of that. But then like, maybe vlogging. And then we could like record this.
Yeah.
And then it would be like a behind the scenes.
Yeah. Yeah, we do want to get into recording our podcast just probably when we get an actual schedule going and whenever. We'll work on that.
So, I don't know. Theoretically, I have goals in my head. We'll see if any of them actually happen, but you tried these two.
I didn't try this one. This one wasn't that bad, actually.
You might as well just drink it out of the bottle.
I like the glass.
Oh, okay. But do you have any goals for 2022?
No. I do. Like, I have things that I want to, I don't know. I guess you can call them goals, but it's not like, I don't know. Really, I just want to focus on getting healthier. So getting in shape or, you know, just getting progressing anyway. I mean, I don't, you know, if I get where I want to be, then that's great. But I'm just really just want to progress. Like, I just want to, you know, get better at everything and be able to focus more. And I mean, I guess if you can put a goal on it, then yeah, I want to get in the, you know, get a steady podcast flow going, get in a steady flow for that. I do want to get into like streaming. I want to be able to get, you know, time to stream and set up a schedule for that, even if it's like a couple times a week. And then music, I do want to start messing with music. So if I set any goals, those would be like the three that, well, I guess four with the gym. Did I say that? Okay. So yeah, I guess that would kind of just be the goal, but those are just, you know, timing, if I can set the time for that. Other than that, I mean, you know, we got our stuff just getting a little bit more fiscally responsible and getting those finances together and spending time with you guys, of course.
Aww. You liked us.
Just a little bit.
Charlie, you hear that? He wants to spend time with us. Aww.
Charlie that's what Charlie wants. She wants us to spend time with her.
She's sad puppy.
You sad puppy.
Sad horsey. Anywho.
So yeah, you were saying that kind of the beginning of the episode, about the laundry thing.
Oh,
so you want to read that list that you found earlier? So I don't know if anybody listening like has any myths or any urban legends or anything about going into the new year, but
one that we found a couple of years ago is about doing laundry on New Year's. And so basically you're not supposed to do laundry on New Year's. And so 1 year we didn't do it, 1 year we did do it, and I don't know. I don't see where it really made a difference either way in our lives, but we've kind of just like stuck with the not doing laundry ever since. So basically you're not supposed to wash laundry on New Year's Day. Like you can wash laundry on New Year's Eve, but you can't do it on January 1st. Basically you're washing away good fortune and basically dead people. Like it's like you're washing things away if you do laundry on the first of the year. So like people are going to die that are close to you, and like any good fortune that like might have been upon you is going to be like washed away.
Yeah.
So you're not supposed to do laundry. And then like depending on where you read about it at, some people say that like if you do laundry on January 1st, you'll have way more laundry throughout the year.
Which is what we initially, that was what we kind of first heard.
And then if you don't do laundry, then you'll have less laundry throughout the year, which I don't think that works at all. I think that's all based on your family size and how many times a day you change clothes. But we were looking it up today to find out, because I was questioning, is it New Year's Eve I can't wash laundry, or is it New Year's Day? Is there a time limit? Like, what is the criteria for this?
It's because, like, what if you're in California?
I don't think the time zone matters. I think it's just
as soon as it says
like wherever you're at January 1st. Like, I was Googling it today, and then I found some other superstitions that you're like not supposed to do on New Year's. So you're not supposed to take anything out of your house on New Year's Day. To what extent? I'm not really sure what that means. I'm thinking maybe like big items. Your first visitor of the new year influences your entire year, so I guess be careful who you see. You're supposed to pay your bills on New Year's Eve, not New Year's Day. And then you're just supposed to work a little, but not a lot.
Yeah, so for all y'all that was trying to remind us that rent was due today.
You're not supposed to pay rent today. You're supposed to pay it yesterday.
So you should have paid it yesterday. So y'all take that in the next year. People that are renting and paying bills.
Okay, so the don't take anything outside of your house. It says absolutely nothing should be taken outside of the house. If you have something that needs to be delivered, leave it outside the night before, and then you can take it. But if it's sitting in the home on New Year's Day, you cannot take it out to be like delivered or wherever. And then you're supposed to take out your New Year's Eve garbage before the stroke of midnight so that you aren't caught with a pile of trash that you can't do anything with on New Year's Day.
We took our trash out. We did all that cleaning. We did some toy cleaning. So we got that out the way. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Technically, you're not supposed to leave the house until your first person comes to visit. So like, technically, we would have been my parents' first visitors because we were there. But technically, we shouldn't have left our house until somebody visited us.
Right.
And that person would be the influence over a whole year.
But nobody visits us.
Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to loan anything or spend any money on New Year's Day. So no paying bills, no writing checks, no paying any debts. Don't loan any money to anybody or spend any money. It'll guarantee you'll be dueling out money all year long.
You spent money today.
Bought groceries.
Dun, dun, dun. I guess we'll see. I mean, we already know we're going to be doling out money all year long because
we're adults.
We're adults. Bills don't stop.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. Those are just some things we read that were kind of interesting, but
one thing I would like to do this year, hit the lotto. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
All right. So, you want to take a quick break real quick?
Yeah, I got to get something else to drink.
Yeah, true. All right. Oh, what's you and me? All right. We back. All right. So, you got your drink
mm-hmm.
that you say tastes a little quirky.
quirky.
That just means you gotta drink it a little faster.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh man, I ain't even gonna lie. Yeah, this stuff is making my stomach hurt.
So don't drink it. That's the joy of it being a Christmas present. We didn't spend the money on it.
I thought you bought it.
No.
Oh. Okay.
It was a Christmas present.
Oh, I swear I thought you just said you bought it earlier.
No.
Or did you say you got this?
I think I said I got this.
Oh. All right. So you want to get into our question?
Sure.
All right. So, as you guys know, what we've been doing, trying to do at the for every episode,
88 conversation starters for husbands and wives. You want to go first?
Yeah, I can pick a card, any card.
I just have to make sure it's not one we've done.
All right, so number 55.
Wait, is it you pick a card and I read it to you?
I think so. I think that's how we were doing it.
Okay. If we could pick up and move to... We've done this one.
You remember that? Okay.
Because yours was Hawaii.
Oh, okay. Are you sure that wasn't just like a vacation thing?
Nope.
Okay. Then that's fine.
Pick a different one. I'm pretty sure we're gonna back. I should start separating.
Yeah.
Oh, where is
it? I didn't even look at the other side, so I don't know what that says. Whichever one is better, I guess.
We can do both. Okay. Name your fears. What are you most afraid to lose? What are you most afraid to do? And where you'd be most afraid to go? So first off, you're most afraid to lose. What are you most afraid to lose?
I mean, aside from the obvious, I mean, you guys.
I mean, no, I mean, that's the answer. Like, yeah, the obvious.
Yeah, you guys.
What you're most afraid to do.
I don't know. Honestly, what am I most afraid to do? I don't know. This is a weird thing. Like, usually, like, especially within me trying to find other jobs, like, I was afraid to leave a job and start a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I guess the thing I'm most afraid to do is fail. I don't know. I feel like, I mean, I got you guys depending on me, and, I mean, obviously we depend on each other, but, you know. And then... got him that I just, you know, I don't ever want him to go without. I don't ever want him to have to struggle or kind of grow up like I did. So yeah, I guess that'd be my thing, like, fail at anything, even though I do feel like I kind of did that initially last year. But
okay. Where would you be most afraid to go?
I kind of follow up with the same thing. I would be most afraid to just go backwards. And like I said, I feel like I did, like, this past year, I feel like we kind of did that, but at the same time, I don't. But that's... there's no literal place I feel like I would be afraid to go. I just don't want to, yeah, go backwards and mess up and, I don't know, fail.
Okay. All right, question number two. What is your idea of a fulfilling love life?
This.
That's vague.
No. A fulfilling love life. I mean, a little bit more sex.
Wow.
No. I mean, I have a fulfilling love life. I got you. I got Tatum. I think a little bit more fulfilling if we could, and I think we'll get to it, if we could just do a little bit more of the things that we want to do, like, you know, travel a little bit more and, you know, spend more time together, I guess.
Like, as a family or as a couple?
As a couple.
Okay.
If that makes sense, so.
That makes sense.
You should be picking out a card.
No, I was trying to see which ones we've done. So, like, these, I didn't make it through all of these yet. These ones we can only do one side of, so I'm going to leave them separate. So, I guess, here you go. I've been mixing them. You really don't have to mix them.
It's habit. Anytime I get cards, anybody that grew up playing cards, as soon as cards land in your hand, you shuffle them.
Ooh. All right.
Some dark black side.
Oh, I guess you need that. Oh, here, let me have that other side. All right.
You just want to do both sides?
Yeah, so either one.
Okay. Do you think your parents were too lenient or too strict? And which rules were the most difficult for you to submit to? So, do you think your parents were too lenient or too strict to start off?
A little bit of both. I feel like I had a lot of strict coming from my mom, or she tried to be. And then, like, I got away with a lot of stuff. So they were really lenient with me at the same time. But, like, there are certain things that, like, there was no way in hell I was breaking those rules. You know what I mean? So, like
what?
Like, you could never be late coming home. Like, having a curfew, like, or not having a curfew, like, was never an option. Like, I was standing in the driveway one time and my mom locked me out. I had no phone, no keys, no nothing. And she refused to answer the door. I was outside for like 20 minutes and she wouldn't let me in. I was literally standing in the driveway. Like, I wasn't technically gone.
Yeah.
Like, I was just standing outside the house and it was past curfew. So she locked me out and left me out there for a while. And
your
so,
mom,
like,
it's weird because your mom doesn't seem like.
My mom gets her, like, her little, like, savage moods. And so, yeah. Like, she gets, like, really strict with some stuff. And then other stuff, she, like, doesn't give two shits.
I could not see that at all.
Yeah.
She's just, like, the nicest.
I person. Think it depends on, like, how much I piss her off in a day, like, as to, like, how strict she was. Yeah. And then my dad. Like, he had his rules, and, like, if you broke a rule, like, you knew you broke a rule, but, like, he wasn't really home, so, like, he could never really enforce them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that kind of was, that's, I guess it was kind of, like, 50-50, because then, like, my mom's the one that's home, and she's the one that has to enforce everything, but, like, obviously she didn't want to be, like, constantly the strict parent.
Right.
So, I don't know. I feel like I had, like, a good, like, 50-50 balance. Like, some things were easily let go of. Other things were absolutely not let go of.
Okay, so which rules were the most difficult for you to submit to?
Anything involving money. like, if I was supposed to put, like, so much away out of a paycheck or, like, pay them back for, like, I was just really bad at, like, anything involving money. And then I never really like broke curfew. Like I was always home. I guess I didn't really have that many rules that were like hard for me to stick with because I don't feel like I had any rules that were like psycho. You know what I mean? Like it was just like basic stuff. Like be courteous, like don't do stupid shit.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't think I grew up with any rules. Unless like my mom was at home, just don't answer the door for strangers.
Yeah. I mean, well, and like, I don't know, my memory sucks. Like if you want to talk about rules from like when I was a child, like I don't remember much of that, but like I'm thinking like teenagers.
No, I got you. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like
the biggest rule I can think of as a kid that my brother failed to let's tell him, Michael, here in a minute. But my brother failed at this rule so hard. So my dad has always had a semi truck, right? Uh-huh. And the like stack pipes on the side. He had a like mint green truck when we were kids and it had these big silver like stack pipes on each side. And
not the truck that he had.
No. Okay. This was like a different one when we were kids. And the number one rule was don't go near the pipes because they get really hot. Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, we grew up with that rule. Like it had never changed. One time my dad had literally just backed the truck into the driveway and Michael walks up to the truck. Dad had just gotten out and Michael's standing there staring at his reflection in the stack pipe and got too close. And if he gets really hot or like his face turns too red, right here in the center of his forehead, he has a circle because he burnt his head on the stack pipe. And so we always told him he looked like Mike Wazowski because he had like this one eye on his forehead. And so I always thought it was funny because he like failed at that rule. Like it was like a universal rule. Like you don't go near it. And he did that. But then later in life.
Like he was drawn into it.
Yeah. But then later in life, I feel like I made fun of him too much because then I burnt my leg on the pipe of my grandpa's motorcycle. So I was like, well, that's my karma for that.
But yeah, that's a pretty common thing. I think Kanisha did that on a motorcycle before too.
I was stupid about that. I did that, and then I told absolutely nobody. I did it as soon as I got on the motorcycle. I still went on the motorcycle ride because I had shorts on. Still went on the motorcycle ride, and then got home and still didn't tell my mom about it. I was old enough to drive, so I went down to CVS and got, like, Band-Aids and stuff and just, like, dealt with it. I think I was maybe 16.
All right.
Fun fact.
Other side of this. Which is worse, going to the doctor or the dentist? And do you think I could do more to take care of my health?
Personally, I'm going to say the doctor's worse only because I don't really care for the doctor I have at the moment or have had recently, right? And it's been a hot minute since I was at the dentist last, so I don't really know about that. The dentist always used to scare me, though, because, like, you know how they have to, like, numb your mouth, so they, like, use, like, giant, well, feels like giant needles and they like stab you. Okay, well, when you get like cavities filled and stuff, they like numb your mouth and they do like basically like a shot in your mouth, right? Like inside your cheek.
Oh, okay.
And I've always been terrified of needles and shots. So for me, I always hated the dentist. And I was always at the orthodontist a lot because I had braces twice. So like in my adult life, I'm gonna say the doctor's worse, mainly because I haven't been to the dentist. But I feel like it'd go either way. And yes, you could do a lot more for your health. Like go to the dentist and go to the doctor, even have a doctor.
Hey, I've been to the doctor.
When was the last time you went to the doctor?
First off, when I sprained my ankle last year.
That doesn't count. You went to ReadyMed.
And when I got my physical done, my DOT physical. Before I started driving.
Wasn't that also at ReadyMed?
I don't know. But it's still a DOT physical.
But you haven't been to like a doctor. Like you don't even have a doctor. Like at least I have a doctor.
Well.
We're going to get a doctor.
Okay. So a fear.
And a dentist.
A fear of mine is going to a doctor and finding out there's something wrong with me.
Well, we're all going to the doctor after this.
All right. That's it.
We can do more.
You can do another one.
Yeah.
Let's do one more. We can just answer one. We can just do one card and both answer it. Oh my goodness, this is a trash question.
What? Okay, what's the other side?
Oh, I'm reading.
Why are all these about our parents? I thought they were supposed to be about us.
This is...
Okay, here, pick another one.
We can answer that another time. So I'll do that side.
Go for it.
What are ways we can protect our marriage from adultery? And how do we honor our marriage and keep our marriage bed pure? Hebrews 13:4, I guess.
What?
I read it. Did you not hear me?
No, I heard you. Oh. I thought we were both answering this one.
Oh, well, I read it. That's why I was going to answer first.
Sure. By not doing stupid shit. I don't really know how to answer that. I mean.
Yeah. Well, why'd you pick that one then?
Because I wanted to know your answer to it.
By not doing stupid stuff.
Clearly that's hard.
Oh, okay. What are ways that you have grown and changed in the last year? What areas do you see positive changes in me?
What?
Go ahead.
Okay, wait. So I'm answering a question about myself and then a question about you?
I guess. What are ways that you have grown and changed in the last year? Yeah, and then what areas do you see positive changes in me?
So for myself, how have I grown and changed in the past year? Right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've gotten better at, like, letting things go. Kind of. Okay, like, it depends on what it is. Like, if it's something super serious, like, obviously not. But, like, I went through a couple friendships this year. Like, and I feel like I didn't, like, linger in it. Like, I didn't sit upset about it. Like, I just kind of, like, moved on. You know what I mean? Like,
that's fair.
Like, things that I don't have control over or, like, I decided to change the situation if I could, like leaving my job and like doing something different, like just trying to like not be stuck in a shitty situation, I guess. And then what about you?
What areas do you see positive changes in me?
No, you've done good this year. Like you said, like, I feel like the first half of this year was kind of a little iffy, and I feel like you kind of really committed to just doing what you had to do to make things work, and while it's not obviously your dream career, like, you stick it out every day, and you do anything and everything that needs to be done to provide for us, and
okay.
So. Communication can still use a little work.
So the ways that I think I've grown and changed in the last year, I kind of say the same thing.
I want to put my feet there. Move your head. I was there first. Put your head back down.
I guess you can say I've just kind of grown up.
Yeah.
And decided to.
In a sense, yeah.
Yeah, just. Own up and yeah, do what needs to be done, and
like, even when it's not fun, like, it's just, it's a part of life, like, you have
and
to.
I guess that was the thing, like, me coming from where I was working to now is like, I was in an environment where it was still kind of just fun, like, I didn't really like, even when it wasn't fun, but, like, I could still, you know, I just kind of wasn't really working. I was just going in, like, just hanging out, kind of. That was kind of what my job was, just hanging out. And then when I moved jobs and kind of got hit with the reality that it's not going to be like that everywhere, I think I just didn't really want to accept that at first.
You were looking for something else that was, like,
I can keep that. Yeah, just different people.
Yeah.
And then stuff I've seen positive in you is, I mean, you kind of grown in the same sense where, like, you know, I've been seeing you, you've been making plans and, you know, sticking to it and actually, you know, focus, buckling down and focusing on something. And I think that was something that was, I think that was a big issue with both of us, especially, like, you know, just kind of when we were met, like, of course I had already been through, like, college and stuff, but I couldn't buckle down and find something to focus on. And then you were kind of the same with school, and I guess it's just part of growing. Just kind of eventually just got to do it. Yeah. And I've got to see you do that. Especially, you know, with your business and stuff.
I feel like switching jobs had a lot to do with that too. Like, I feel like now I have time to, like, put energy into something else. Right. And I have, like, the, like, I've always wanted to pour time into stuff, but, like, it took more time away from you guys versus now, like, I don't work as much. So, like, I still get my time with you guys. Plus I have time to do something else.
Right.
So, yeah. Well, fun stuff.
Fun stuff. My stomach hurts.
I could low key go to bed.
You can go to bed. I'm tired. Low key. So, yeah, we're gonna wrap this up. Happy New Year, everybody.
Thanks for hanging out on this wild episode of randomness.
Yeah.
We'll be better prepared next time.
Yeah.
I'll make a plan.
Yeah, we just kind of wanted to get an episode done. Like I said, she's been on my head about getting, we kind of just been getting into it about trying to do, like, episodes for maybe the past couple of weeks. Literally every time we plan something, it just kind of goes away. So yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. I don't have a set schedule on when we'll release another episode, but hopefully you guys, you know, keep up with us through this journey, and hope you guys have a great new year and just be blessed. Peace out.
Deuces.